And what do you call meat from the side of a hog? Salted, but not
salted pork and side bosom. And stripe of streak of lean.
Yeah. All side the bosom.
Yes, ma'am.
Never heard you call that.
Yes,
I've heard of streak of lean.
Streak of leans. Side bosom and
yeah. Oh, sow
bosom. Side bosom.
Oh.
Yes.
Uh huh. Well, was that a sort of nice way of saying it, or is that a sort of joking way of saying it?
Well, it more it was a joking way when they say side bosom, not streak of lean.
Mm-hmm.
Side pork.
Okay, and what do you call a sort of meatloaf made from ground up hog jowl and the head and all that stuff chopped up and put together and made?
Oh, Brunswick stew and hash or even Brunswick stew, but they're the same. Huh? Did you mean the Brunswick stew, or did you mean hog head cheese and sauce?
Well, no, you tell me about all of them. I want to know about all of them.
Well,
Brunswick stew is the one that's
have the
cooked
tomatoes,
up with vegetables,
right?
And the other one that you were saying,
sauce, is made from hot peppers and sage and vinegar,
mm-hmm.
and it's congealed and sliced.
Mm-hmm.
Some we call it hog head cheese, and we call it sauce.
Oh, both of those words?
Both of those words are the same thing.
Uh-huh. Wonder why it's called cheese?
I don't know. Uh-huh. That's a, well, hog head cheese, that's in markets mostly, and sauce.
I think at home, that was in Kentucky, I think we call it press meat, maybe.
Well,
I'm not.
Well, they do have that name for it also,
uh-huh.
press meat.
Uh-huh. It's pressed out.
But you know what? I've seen, you ain't asked this question, but it popped in my mind. My mother, she was a very smart woman and was a good cook and a thrifty person. I have seen her let milk clabber. And it come to my mind when you said about this pressing. And I have seen her take clabber milk and wash that clabber milk in clear water,
mm-hmm.
and put it in a flour sack and color it with a little food coloring and press it together. And every day or so, she'd go in there and squeeze that bag and squeeze it, you know, that would be pressing it tighter and tighter because she didn't have a lard press, you know. But she'd go in there every morning, squeeze that bag and tie it tighter and tighter, and it would stay there so many days, and you know it'd be cheese.
Is that right? Now, I've never heard about that before.
And either. That's actually what cheese is made from.
Mm-hmm. Just the liquid is
it's
when
milk clabbers.
Uh-huh. And she just called it cheese, or she called it a certain kind of
well,
cheese?
She called it cheese.
Uh-huh.
She'd
uh-huh.
put some yellow food coloring in there, and every day she'd go in there and squeeze that flour sack and put
uh-huh.
it tighter and tighter.
Huh.
And would take pig liver and would cook it real done. And she would cut it up, mash it up real fine, and season it, you know, with homegrown pepper and all that. And she would save her, well, we call them end guts, you know, hog chitlin.
Mm-hmm.
She would always save her one of those end guts
to stuff it.
And pour that liver down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it, she called that liver cheese. But mm-hmm. honey, it would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, liver cheese.
I think there may be some more questions about that later on, I'm sure. What do you call the little hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A pit.
And the same thing in the center of a peach?
Oh, yeah, well, it's a pit still.
Are you
peach
more
kernel.
A kernel, you're more yes, likely, you call both of them a pit?
Yeah, well.
At home we probably said maybe seed.
Peach kernel.
Both of them, peach kernel or
yes,
cherry
ma'am.
Pit.
Yes,
okay. What do you call a peach when the meat sticks to the seed and you can't, you know, break them apart easily? What kind?
Press.
Okay. And the other kind? The kind that breaks off from the seed easily?
Clear seed.
Okay.